Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, what's happening? Everybody there on the live feed? Let me go check out who's on. Michelle's on. Oh, my goodness gracious. We're going to talk about great news, folks, in a storm of horrible news. Now, we got actually lots of good news shaking. A lot of good news shaking in the world today. You know, really good stuff happening. Cannot believe some of the things that are shaking right now in the news. You know, Daniel's in there, Joey's in there, Nancy's there, Andy's there, Martin's there. My old friend Joey sending me some crazy, crazy Facebook messages. There's some sick, twisted, demented individuals out there, folks. Know it and own it. You know, Annette's watching. Annette doing Project 65. They'll be holding another event, I believe, coming up in September, I believe is the date. We'll have all that information where you can help out Project 65. And those folks at Veterans First, that's Veterans, number one with an ST. Check them out. Danny's watching. Danny Stuttgart from Deutschland, my good friends. I love everybody who tunes in. Kim's watching. Francis is watching. She's part of our radio team. She likes to post articles and send information and do some research for us. We're very proud to have Francis as part of our team at the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Matt's watching. Thanks, Matt, for tuning in. You might remember Matt. He was down there at the, or up there, because I'm in the middle of the state. He's up in Tallahassee with his friends this past week having a pro-Second Amendment rally. I'm going to touch on that here in a minute, too. But I got to screen a call, so I'm going to play a tune. Let's see, what's a good story? There's been a lot of protests, a lot of people up in arms. So while I screen a couple calls, you guys there on the live feed can hear me screening the calls. It's the cable version. Folks on the radio will hear the song. So here you go. Chill with this tune as I screen this call real fast.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
There you have it, folks, running for sheriff of Broward County against Sheriff Israel. He's put out a public challenge to debate Sheriff Israel and other folks that are running for sheriff of Broward County. Put them live right here on Patriot Nation Radio. We have sent an email out to a very large number of people to get them all involved. We shall see where it goes. Good stuff. Wait till you hear some of the other things that are coming up too. We got some serious things shaking. Some serious things to be shaking. Yeah, and President Obama, Daniel, he's making his rounds. They're trying to turn Texas blue. All right. Got to send a number out to my friend Ron and Michelle. There you go, Ron and Michelle. Protest, protest, protest. You may have seen... He was up in Ohio this weekend. Nice lady Hope is broadcasting and a couple others. My good friend Ron Daigle's watching. Welcome to the show, Ron. We're just chit-chatting and bullcrapping here, playing a little song as it's the way it is right now. But anyhow, kill this tune. We'll do this. Here you go. It's Ron and Michelle.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
I see him. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's so much happening in the news today. We got some news out of Vegas. There's a whistleblower who's blowing his horn. We got some news out of Broward County. We have David Rosenthal is going to join us. It looks like we have my good friend Eric Brecky's on the line. You might hear his show from time to time. He's not playing either. He's serious. No BS on the Eric Brecky show. We're going to get. I'm going to have to do this. I got to screen these calls, folks. So stay right there. Let me screen these. Let's do it all live. Everybody can have it. Have a little bit of it. Here we go. Let's see. Who do I got here? Boom shakalaka. That's our good friend, Gail. She's a listener for a long, long time. PropositionUSA.com. Go check her out. It's a simple thing. Go out at the end of your driveway. If you're at work or wherever you are, have a little flag like this one right here. And at 5 o'clock, just go out and wave the flag for a little while. Wave the flag. What can it hurt? It don't hurt nobody. It's really good stuff to do such a thing, you know? But down in Broward County, we have a fellow patriot. He's running for sheriff of Broward County, and he's got an event coming up real soon here. David, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. David Rosenthal, running for Broward County sheriff.
Thank you.
What's happening there?
Well, we had a protest Sunday yesterday, and we're thinking about continuing to have a protest every Sunday at the Broward Sheriff's Office headquarters, which is at the corner of 27th Avenue and West Broward Boulevard, just about a quarter mile or so west of the Broward Boulevard exit of I-95. And we think it would be a shame if Scott Israel were allowed to get by without being prosecuted and removed. And we're not because of what happened in Parkland, even though that in itself is enough reason. But what we'd like people to understand is that Scott Israel has been violating the law, violating his oath of office, and refusing to enforce the law since he got into office 5 years ago. And some more information has come out about that, some more details, since we've been learning about the Promise Program. That's something that's relatively new to us, but we've been talking about the crimes he's been committing for the last 5 years. And so we want to go out and protest because of Scott Israel's participation in creating the conditions that led to the Parkland shooting, but also because of its other crimes.
Yes.
So, we're going to be out there.
What do they call it? The SAFE program, or the SAFE Promise program, or something? What's the name of that program that promoted the covering up of crimes on the school campuses in that area?
There are two names for it. One is the Promise Program, and the other something about. I'm sorry, I can't remember the other name. the courts have a different name for it. Have it, something having to do with diversion. I can't remember.
Right. Well, we'll have to find it and talk about it next time.
Well, we're going to be at the BSO headquarters at the corner of 27th Avenue and West Broad Boulevard from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's possible that another group will have protests coming up at what we call Freedom Corner, which is at US 1 and Oakland Park Boulevard on Saturdays. But we'll be doing it on Sundays at the BSO headquarters. Everyone's all invited to come out. We are the voice for those who no longer have a voice, for the 17 who were killed, and for the others who were injured by the shooter, who could not have remained at large if the sheriff had done his job.
Now, there's a gentleman right now who has put out a video about this. I can't play it right now because I've got my phone on, but he's put out a video and I posted it on my page. It was shared to me by a gentleman named James. It has to do, the gentleman was a school principal, a military man, extensive background, and he is explaining how something is not right in the Parkland situation. Something's crazy going on down there. Like many of these other things before, there's a drill happening. Why was Secret Service there a week before? There's a lot of questions still unanswered, just like the Vegas deal.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this video yet, Dave?
No.
I'm gonna. I'll. I'll share it to you. You got to see it. It's pretty good.
Yep.
I like it. And it's very informative. So I'm going to send it over to you real quick. There's a lot of unanswered questions in the Parkland shooting. It's just just the way it is with these mass shootings these days is they're doing cover-ups. So something crazy is always going on. It doesn't make any sense. I just sent that over to you now. You get a chance to check out that video in a little bit.
Mark, I've sent literally dozens of letters to Scott Israel since 2015 with many of them with questions, dozens of letters, and he has not answered any of them. And I ran into him one day in May of 2016 as the supervisor of elections office. And that was the first time we met. And he walked into the office and raised his hand and said, "Hi, everybody." I had just finished doing some paperwork there. And I turned and said, "Hi, Sheriff." And we introduced myself. And he said, "Oh, you send me letters." I said, "Yes, and you never answer them." And he said, "Because they're bigoted," and he ran out of the office.
Right.
Hello?
Because they're bigoted because Sharia law and the United States Constitution have nothing to do with each other and cannot coincide together. And David points that out regularly. And it's very important for folks to understand that Sharia and the Constitution are exact opposites of one another.
Do not mix.
They don't go well together.
Sharia calls for a long series of perverse and violent acts that are classified as crimes in the United States. And the sheriff, when he was on Joyce Kaufman's radio program, with regard to that, with regard to his employment of Nizar Hamzy, who is a Sharia-compliant promoter of Sharia, he has as a deputy, and he said, Scott Israel said about that, "It's not a problem, and I'm not going to talk about it."
You know, crazy. Then you have Hamza making videos teaching Islamists how to use and practice their Second Amendment right in one room, then going to another room and telling American citizens that they need to give up their Second Amendment right. So he's telling one group of people how to exercise their Second Amendment rights, Sharia-compliant Muslims, and in the other room, law-abiding American citizens, he's saying, "Turn in your guns, give in your guns. You got to get rid of the Second Amendment. It's evil. It's bad. It's, you know, it's crazy."
What could go wrong?
These are people that are
welcome. What could go
wrong? No, it's not. It's very wrong. So give out the time, the date, the time, and the address again one more time, and then I'm going to pick up my next caller.
We're going to protest every Sunday at the BSO headquarters in Fort Lauderdale, which is at the corner of 27th Avenue and West Broward Boulevard, from 2 p.m. till 6 p.m.
There you have it, folks. So if you're around 2 to 6 on Sundays, looks like it's going to be a recurring event to bring awareness to the corruption that is Sheriff Israel.
And if you can only come for an hour, come for an hour.
Yep. Hey, shoot, I used to have, when I was doing most of my overpass rallies in the past, I would go by myself. I would say, "Come for 5 minutes, just stand there for 5 minutes
right.
and let three people honk at you and wave the flag and support America." You know, you got all these commies, son of a bitches. I don't know what the hell they're doing. You see kids carrying communist flags. It's like, what are they doing? Where are the parents? How come the parents aren't giving these kids swift kicks in their ass? What are you doing carrying a communist flag? I saw you on TV carrying a communist flag.
Yeah.
Are the parents communists too? I don't get it. I don't know. Then you got Antifa people running around causing trouble. I guess there's some kind of Antifa connection in Vegas now that's starting to come in. An ISIS connection that's starting to unravel. There's a whistleblower coming out over there too. We're going to talk about that here in a second as Renee Downs, who is at the Bellagio, is a witness to shootings in other places, comes on the show regularly. She's going to join in shortly. And we're going to talk about the breaking news out of Vegas. I'm going to talk about that here in just a second. I'm going to pull it up and we can talk about it. FBI insider to blow whistle on massive Vegas cover-up. This stuff is real. This stuff is happening. Folks, these mass shootings are getting kooky. Uh-oh, it's coming up as a video. I don't know if it'll play. No.
Oh, we're going to pause this.
Oops, there you go. I didn't know it's a video. We don't want to watch a video on here. So we'll skip that for now, but you want to check it out. There is some crazy stuff going on in Vegas too, man. Nuts. I got to find it. I thought there was an article about it. Then I got another thing here. We got a girl in Roanoke, Virginia. I'm trying to get her on. Her name is Storm. I'm hoping she calls. I sent her my number. She accepted my friend request. She's seen all my messages to her. She has been fired from the Roanoke, Virginia city position she had as a social worker. This young lady was a victim of sexual assault, so she got a concealed carry weapons license so she could protect herself when she's on her private time. Never brings the piece to work. Never ever brings it on work property, keeps it home, it's in a safe, it's locked away, she only carries when she's on her private time. She was called into the Human Resources office where three armed deputies were standing. So they called three armed city employees to remove an armed city employee who wasn't armed, who they deemed a threat. Her name is Storm. And I'm trying to get her on the show. You may have seen that story around. There's Rob Hubert, my old friend from back in the day. What's happening, Rob? Welcome to the live feed. We're talking nothing but truth. So help me God tonight on this show. This girl was fired from her job because she's a concealed carry license holder. She has a license. She has a weapon. Never brings it to work. She was removed by sheriffs, guided out. Why? Because they deemed her a threat and a danger to the company. So what do? They call three armed city employees to remove her. She's not even armed, you know. But let's get to the guest right here. Welcome to the show. What's happening? You're on. But we're here. 518, you're live on Patriot Nation Radio.
Oh, that's us, 518. How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, my friend? It's us. We're here.
Good. What's shaking? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome to the show my good friend, and we have now met personally, and I'm very proud to call these folks my friends. Ladies and gentlemen, Ron and Michelle Daigle. Ron is the pro bono attorney for Christian Saucier, recently pardoned by the President of the United States, who continues on his path of doing everything he said he was going to do. We were just celebrating this weekend as the news broke. So tell us exactly where you were and what you were doing when you got the call and it was official.
Awesome. Well, we were riding down the road, actually, and we got a call. And frequently, my wife and I will joke about when we see a private number come up, we'll say, oh, that's the White House calling.
Better answer.
Well, all of a sudden, we got a private call, and I told her that. I said, it's the White House calling. You better answer it. And she did, and sure enough, it was the White House counsel's office. And
man.
They wanted to know how to pronounce my client Christian Saucier's name. And she said, that's right. All I want to know right now. And I said, okay. And I said, it's Saucier. And he said, I'll call you right back. And I said, okay. So he ran out to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and told her how to pronounce his name so that she could announce it, the pardon. And then he came back and he got on the phone and called me again and said, hey, the president just signed a pardon for your client. So that's how I found out.
Hallelujah. So now I heard that you guys pulled over to the side of the road and Michelle was literally dancing in the street.
Yes, she was. She did. She jumped out and started dancing in the street. People were kind of tooting. They didn't know why, but she was very happy.
You know? Yeah. And now you guys are trekking back up to New York to unite with now your family.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And we're so glad we met you, and you're certainly part of our family now, too. But we're headed up north to see our northern family, yes, Sadie and Chris.
They summoned us home.
Yeah, they want us home.
Amen.
We had a lot of work.
Yes. Now you can put the pieces
back
together.
Now our battle continues. Now we want to try to get Chris's his VA benefits back, which we have a good jump on now, and we're going to try to get his military retirement squared away. He was due to be out on a medical discharge and be retired medically from the military, and that's really what it should happen, and we're going to try to get that back for him.
Well, we got the right administration there working on it.
President Trump has been great. He is just amazing, because think of this. There's no political upside at all to pardoning Chris Saucier. Chris Saucier is truly basically the forgotten man, and that's the way I look at it. The President Trump pardoned the forgotten man, and that's what he sticks up for. I truly believe that.
Yep, he's definitely – the president is in our corner. I was watching his clips of his speech the other day up in Pennsylvania, and he kills me. He's one of us. There's no doubt about it. He says, hell, son of a bitch. You know?
Yeah, he speaks well.
Not afraid to say, you know, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, you know? Maxine Waters, a low IQ individual.
Low IQ Maxine Waters.
He curses like the sailor's wife. He curses like the sailor's wife, too. I love it.
Yep. Real American, not like these programmed robots they keep putting up there, you know?
Exactly.
That's what they
are. He's not a politician. That's what we love about him.
They keep trying to tie the puppet strings onto him. He keeps cutting them. Sorry. And now look, he's in line for a Nobel Peace Prize. He's got Kim Jong-un, a crazy dictator, willing to sit down and talk. Crazy. Unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine that's never ever happened before, and they act like it's nothing. You know, the mainstream media acts like they pay no attention to it. Now they're saying he might be making a mistake, like we should
of
be
course.
Doing the same thing that we've been doing for the past 30 years, which is nothing.
Now he gets to rub elbows with the enemy. Oh my God, it's North Korean collusion. Here we go.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Now we got another 24 months of North Korean collusion coming at us here.
They'll be investigating that.
Yeah, you know? What the hell's going on? Maybe they should sell low IQ Maxine and Dennis Rodman and maybe Michael Moore with him to make sure he stays in line.
Yeah.
And for live coverage, straight from North Korea, the ladies from The View.
Yeah, there you go. Send them over there.
That would be some stuff, huh? Dennis Rodman dressed like a girl, marries himself. Tells wrong with these people.
I know it.
You know?
I know it's something.
Man. So I'm really glad. I'm so glad that I got to meet you guys and spend a couple hours with you there at a great event in Sebring, Florida, Project 65. Annette is watching on the live feed. Hello, Annette.
We had a
And our power steering pump gets repaired tomorrow.
Yay!
Good.
Guys, I want to thank you so much for coming on. When you get home, make sure you send our love from Patriot Nation Radio to the extended family, Christian, Sadie, and the children, and of course, George.
Yes. He was just trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
Here, so.
Thank you very much, Mark, for having us
on.
And we really appreciate it, because without you, this pardon wouldn't have happened. It just wouldn't happen. You have to have these voices like yours and all your listeners out there. The collective voice and the collective prayer is really what makes a difference. And we thank you so much, and we owe you for this big.
You already paid me with your friendship and just accepting me for who I am. You know, no payback required.
You paid
with your service and sacrifice with 4 tours in Iraq. So God bless you and thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye.
You too. Bye, Michelle. I miss you guys already. Wish you were here.
Miss you too.
All right, folks. There you have Ron and Michelle Daigle, the representation of Christian Saucier. Now a free man, working on getting his medical stuff in order so that he can be medically retired from the military and have everything he deserves for serving his nation and not the crap that he went through. Now, he's missed a whole year of his life. That's a year he can't get back. But the future's so bright, I'm sure he's putting on a pair of shades. He's got to wear shades now, man, every day. Hallelujah. President Trump doing everything he said he was going to do. I have never seen nothing like it in my whole entire life. Anybody to do something like that. Ladies and gentlemen, my next caller is on the line here, Renee Downs. She was there at the Bellagio as gunfire rang out October 1st, 2017. Some scary, scary stuff going on there. Still suffering nighttime nightmares and PTSD symptoms, and was only around a shooting where nobody apparently was shot. It just panicked everybody. They ran for the exits. They are scared to death. And she's here with us, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Renee Downs, to the show. Welcome back, Renee.
Hi, hi. Well, we got a little bit more vindication today, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. There's, people are starting to blow the whistle, and the truth is going to leak out. They can't, as long as we keep talking about it, and keep saying Vegas, 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 Vegas. Now we got to do it.
Yep.
Broward, 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 Broward. We got to get Scott Israel the hell out of here. These corrupt sheriffs, Lombardo out in Vegas, is so corrupt.
Oh.
He was corrupt during the Bundy situation. He's corrupt now. He was corrupt before. He'll be corrupt tomorrow. He'll be corrupt his whole career. He's corrupt. That's the problem we have right now in our country is corrupt sheriffs. The most highly, the highest law enforcement official in every county. Who's
and
there
Mark,
for,
it didn't have, it didn't have to be that way.
Corrupt. You know, it's scary.
It didn't have to be that way. When we called 911 after we were watching him on TV, we said, no, wait, he's got it wrong. And they were taking our report down as to what we said, where we said it, what time things were happening. It didn't have, they could have stopped everything right there and went, whoa, wait a minute, and they didn't. They kept with their narrative that they wanted to do. And now, because I told you months ago, when people's conscience with themselves, they're not going to be able, when they get to the point where they can't sleep at night because they know that they are holding on to a lie, and it's going to mess with them. And now today, with all the stuff that started coming out, it's starting to mess with them, and they can't hold on to the lie anymore. And to try to explain it away, it's just going to be – now, I don't know whatever happened to all these tapes. I have no idea. Will we ever see them? Are they put away? Did they get erased? I don't know. But there's going to be enough people that are going to be questioning, and it's just not going to go. But when they even said tonight that there could still be, you know, these people out there that are still roaming around that are part of this, that's a scary thought. It's just scary that they would have even still – put everybody that goes to concerts, everybody that goes to sports events, everybody that goes to parks, everybody, wherever it is, you know, that people could still have this kind of thing happen. And we just knew. We knew that there was more than him. We knew that there was stuff going on outside. You know, even Danielle over at the Paris with her friends after, you know, the attacks outside the Bellagio, you know, when they heard it, and that they came running in there. I don't know where they were. Inside, outside the Bellagio, I know from where we were that sounded like it was right outside the front door. And
right.
So, but
and not only that, but you have corroborating witnesses because we had Jake who was there at the Bellagio at the same time as you were.
Yeah, they were the ones that were coming out of the O show. That's right.
Yep. So folks, undisputable proof of multiple shootings in Vegas. They will never convince me that there wasn't more than one thing going on. There was multiple issues happening, helicopters, and from all accounts that I've come across, from what I can count, it's at least seven different people shooting.
That's what we thought. We thought between five and seven, something like that's exactly what we thought. And well, not me.
Remember,
I was involved in the panic, but my husband, as far as from what he was hearing from the different sound, that's what he was thinking as well.
And then I heard a police scanner that was saying, active shooter at gate 7, active shooter at gate 7. And after all the photos I looked at, there was no gate 7. I don't know where gate, it was only six gates. But I'm not sure where gate, but I heard that audio clearly. And I also heard active shooters on the runway. Sorry, sir, you can't land that plane on runway 19. You have to go over to the other runway. We have active shooters on the runway.
Yep.
Plane's dead.
We know people that said there is no way that they got shot from where they were at the front of the stage, that they were shot from up above. There is no way that they said from where they were that the shot that hit her came from up above.
Yep, I had Jasara on. She was hit. She ran under the stage.
Mm-hmm.
She was hit twice. I had a couple other folks on that were right there in front of the stage who watched people get shot that were running away, getting shot from in front
on the
of
ground.
Them. They had their back to Mandalay Bay, and they got shot in the temple from the MGM Grand direction. They were facing away back to Mandalay Bay, shot in the left temple, running away.
Yep.
Huh?
Well, we even
and
said
people,
that they were
side
probably
by side.
Running. Yep. They were running up through the people that were doing it. We just know that's the only way that they could get up the strip that fast is to go on the frontage roads that lead in between the hotels on the side that run parallel to the strip. That's how they were making their ways around. It has to be. That is absolutely where it has to be. And for them to come around the backside of the Bellagio up around the side, because that's the only place then that they could cross over, because when you're in Vegas, you know, you can only, it's not like you can just cross the street. You have to go to certain points in order to be able to cross. So they had to use the bridge by New York, where it was also reported as far as shootings. They had to, everywhere, all the hotels that they reported the shootings at is where you can cross in Vegas.
Yep. And what's the officer's name again? That's, coming out in Vegas. It's a video, so I don't want to play it. It comes up. I forget his name, but he's out there, and he is blowing the whistle on Vegas, like Renee just stated. His conscience must be getting to him. He can't believe it. You know, they're covering up the death of 58 innocent people and the wounding of over 500. And more and more of this story keeps circulating, the less and less I believe Stephen Paddock had anything to do with it, except that he went up to that room expecting a fiesta and found a gun barrel
and they
shot him in the head.
Yep. They're saying now that it was shown that he was shot twice. So I'm really confused how that is as far as the autopsy. What is exactly the real autopsy?
And even the coroner's report, the way the guy explained it, what I was reading is that it couldn't have been a self-inflicted gunshot wound either.
Right. Right.
And the pictures that we've seen that were released like 2 hours after it was all done, they're releasing pictures already of Stephen Paddock laying on the rug. Like,
on the blood. Yep.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. And a weapon across his leg, like it's on top of his leg, like it was conveniently placed there. Who knows if it was leaning on the table and fell over? Who knows? But it looked weird. And the blood was already coagulated and dry on his face. And coagulating and drying on the carpet around him. And if the picture came out only an hour after, that shit would be a puddle still and nasty.
And look at the bullet on the blood. I mean, right there. Unless it just was conveniently like it happened to lay nicely with no splatters, which I don't think that is even possible, but, you know.
Right. Yeah. And the guy shot apparently 1,000 bullets. I don't care where you are, 1,000 bullets, you would have seen hundreds of shells in all those pictures. And they would not have swept up the shells first before they took the pictures. And where were the shells? Where were they? Where are the burn marks on the carpet from the hot, you know, after like 15 shots, that them things are ejecting at super hot temperatures. They should be burning the rug, burning the bed, burning the pillow. There's no burns. I didn't see no burns in any of the pictures.
Fife was getting the cleanup job done.
Yeah, you know, I was watching this movie recently, John Wick. You ever seen this movie?
Oh, I love the first and the second. Fantastic movie. That.
But you ever notice
that?
Doing
amazing.
Certain things, and then the cleaners come in right after him.
Yeah.
How far off can that really be? I don't think that's far off. I think Hollywood has the inside scoop, and they sometimes try to tell us stuff.
Yep.
Really
yep.
do.
Yep.
Who knows? You know,
I believe it.
There's some odd stuff shaking. You know, all the time coming out of Hollywood, that just seems like, what, do they got an upper hand? They know what's shaking. Why, you know, and I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird. they're foreshadowing in the future all the time. You watch these movies, you could expect something in that movie to be on the horizon as real technology, uh-huh. real soon. You know?
Yep. Well, even the sounds that they have, I mean, even when I go to watch movies, and it's been kind of a subject here in our house as far as the sounds from gunfire on movies and everything, I have to get up and walk away because it is just so realistic now. When you don't know what it sounds like or haven't been right there, it's just a whole different thing as far as how you think about things. And like I said, to this day, when you go outside, when you go places, you know, I'm up in D.C. quite a bit, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on up there. So, you know, always looking over your shoulder.
But as we call that, keep your head on a swivel. I just got to do something real fast because you know what? I'm feel like I want to be silly for a second, so I'm going to be silly. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I am on the Trump train, and I'm going to find this.
Choo-choo.
It's the first time in my whole life I've seen a president do all the things he said he was going to do. There you have it, folks. All aboard the Trump train, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen,
can you guys hear me?
Welcome to the show. We have Eric Brecky. He's got a great show. He comes on once from time to time. You want to search him out on the Facebook and check out his show. He's no joke. He don't hold back.
There's my buddy.
Hey, guys. I miss you guys.
Hey.
I love – you know what? Normally I come in fully prepared. Now I see you guys found this, like, breaking video I haven't even seen. I feel naked here. But I hear Vegas, and I'm like, yo, I got to jump on the train, you know? I got to do it. So I missed everything you said.
There you go.
I missed everything you said, Renee. I don't know.
The what?
I forget. I missed everything you said, Renee. It was probably relevant. I'll have to hear it. I'll have to hear it again. But
here comes another train. Here comes another train. All aboard the Trump train. Do you hear it? Rolling down the track. If you're ready to get on board the Trump train, folks, you're coming train left.
Nice.
On board.
Beautiful train.
Amazing. It's amazing.
So, guys,
we're down here in the Sunshine State. We're down here in Florida. Governor Rick Scott signs this unconstitutional, right-stripping school safety bill where he just totally alienated 18, 19, and 20-year-old voters, a whole huge block of voters. He just signed his political career in Florida away. Who's going to vote for a turd who would that easily give away the rights? Rights are not granted from government. Rights are granted from God. And now they just told all these kids that they can't protect. How many of these 18, 19, and 20-year-old kids have a baby and a wife that they now cannot legally protect because of some bogus legislation signed on emotions?
Yeah.
Not good. But we have a saving grace. The NRA is suing Rick Scott and the Florida legislator over this law, so we got to get it out of here.
I'm curious.
Along with all this
corruption. I'm curious what Eric thinks on that as far as attorney-wise, Eric, you being
– Yeah, so guys,
you
thank
being
you,
one.
Renee. I've talked about this so much I feel like I'm repeating myself, but we haven't done
sure.
it here, so here we go. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get any more basic than this, all right? So you have to determine basically two things when it comes to constitutional rights. One, are you a U.S. citizen? Yes. Have you checked that box? Yes. Okay. Are you then a legal adult? If you are, you're protected by the umbrella of the Bill of Rights. It really mm-hmm. doesn't get any more simple than that. And so, yeah, Mark points out the perfect example is that the 20-year-old single mother, particularly in the ghetto or a bad hood. For some reason, arbitrarily, she relinquishes her God-given constitutional rights because some politicians with knee-jerk overreaction create legislation out of nowhere? I mean, it's blatantly constitutional. It's gonna
now, do you think, okay, so as far as that 20-year-old woman living in a bad area that gets a gun, so if she gets, can they say to her, you can have any gun up to this gun, because this gun, the AR-15, is not needed for your kind of protection? Can they say, well, the AR-15, no, they can't. So they can't tell you which one's yes and which one's no.
Well, the Florida law right now is all rifles, if you're talking about Florida
right.
in particular. But if you're asking about can the government get away with limiting certain types of guns, they did it in the case of handguns, which is fully unconstitutional. I don't know how we've accepted that. But you cannot, you know, limit, like, you can have, you know, a muzzle loader, or you can have a 30-30. No.
Okay.
I mean, the Second Amendment protects all guns, you know.
Sure.
And we have politicians down here in Florida that swear that it's constitutional. It's constitutional. It doesn't violate anybody's rights. The NRA is going to win this case hands down without even batting an eye. And if they lose that case, the precedent that set is really bad.
Yeah, I was very disappointed in Trump the last few days. But I didn't, like, lose my mind like the liberals always do, because I kind of had a feeling he would come around on this and see how obviously unconstitutional it is. Somebody was going to point out the 20-year-old single mother example, and he gets it now, as I knew he would, so that's good.
But check this out.
I can tie all of this into our other topic of Vegas. This is why Vegas happened. So I notice everywhere now, and you guys probably do too. Now, when I say this, you'll notice it for sure. You'll see in threads and stuff, people will say, we got to, you know, look what happened in Vegas, you know, white male, and, you know, white males are evil, can't have guns and all this stuff. You know, just look at Vegas as if it's just a foregone conclusion. You know, the case is just solved. It just is what it is. And then it's like, whoa, you guys never proved that case.
Yep.
You don't just get to, it's not just a foregone conclusion that Vegas was this guy and the problem was AR-15s. No, never proved it. We never saw muzzle flash come out of that building. Many experts testified it was belt-fed full auto weapons, which I agree with.
We haven't seen
any video, obviously. So they used Vegas as they thought that was going to be the big winner for what we're seeing now. And then people like us stepped forward and did shows and planted rightful seeds of doubt in people's heads, and where everyone's scratching their head saying, these guys are right. Yeah, everyone's calling them tinfoil hat, you know, freaks at first, but they're right. We haven't seen a single surveillance video.
Nope.
They did the old Hillary Clinton on them shits and bleach bitted them, smashed everything with hammers, and burned it. It's gone. You're never going to see it. It's gone. That evidence is gone. Absolutely.
And notice who's disappeared, our favorite Sheriff Fife, nowhere to be found. You know?
Nope.
Yep. His case is solved, isn't it? Wait, it was never solved. You know?
He's falling apart right now. He's falling apart because now everything he's done in the last few years, back to 2014 and beyond, with the Bundys and everything, is just unraveling. The lies and the deceit and the corruption of Lombardo's sheriff's department in Clark County, Nevada, is a farce and a joke, and it's unraveling, and it's unraveling quickly.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there was a great announcement this week, and this Wednesday it becomes official, as Ryan Bundy files for and runs for governor of Nevada. We will have Ryan Bundy live on the Patriot Nation radio show April 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here. So you want to make sure you check that out. That's good stuff. He is running for governor.
Nice.
It becomes official Wednesday, which is 2 days away. So, hey. Yeah. And we're going to be having him come on the show. We're going to promote his candidacy as much as we can, because if we get him in office in Nevada, people like Harry Reid will be on short notice.
March or April, Mark? March or April? March 12th or April?
He's coming on April 12th, and he makes his announcement this Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So he's going to come out. His schedule's packed. You know, they're doing – they're still doing shows about the trials and all the stuff at the Bundy Ranch back in April 2014. Now he's got all this on his plate that he's running for governor. So we'll see. We got to make sure that people like this, patriots, not politicians, get behind the desks in these offices of government to protect the rights of the people, because the ones that keep getting elected don't care about your rights. It's apparent. They only care about their oath. Governor Rick Scott, like 150 times is some crazy number. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. I don't recall. I plead the fifth. I don't remember. I don't recall. I plead the fifth. What the hell is that crap? The guy's a criminal and a fraud.
Yeah.
And he's our governor.
Sad too.
Oh, but he did such a great job during the hurricanes. My ass, Fort Myers. Some of the people were suffering for months afterwards, and they were forgotten. Governor Scott's got to go. He ain't going to be my senator. I'll vote. I will vote for Bill Nelson before I vote for Rick Scott. Believe it. I can't stand Bill Nelson. He's a turd. That guy's a turd, but I still vote for him first because I know what I got. I don't know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get a rhino Republican governor who will emotionally go with whatever the agenda is and the story is at that time, and the mainstream is posting, because that's what it seems like. He
that
should be in prison.
Like,
I can't leave the government.
Have you guys noticed this? And so Rick Scott is a prime example. So they're called butters. And it goes like this. I am a strong believer in the Second Amendment, but ... And then the but that comes is insane. Every time
right.
Rick Scott just did that. Why pander to the left ever? The left hates you no matter what, you dummy.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Unless
and
that's his real feelings.
Bit.
No.
And once you give this much, you give an inch, they're guaranteed to be standing there expecting not 1 mile, but maybe 10 or 20 miles. Give them an inch,
and
they want them. They want a continent. They want it all.
Yep,
give them an inch, they want the whole Constitution. They're not going to stop
yeah.
until the Constitution is null and void, all of it.
Hey, guys,
guess
I don't
what?
Know if you've been following this saga, but 3 weeks ago yesterday, I put forth what I call the EV challenge. All they had, I just needed somebody from the
yes.
left to show up live and debate me. And I said, I'll give you $100.
Yeah.
Yesterday, this weekend, I got zero response, right? So I upped it to 150. And I knew I was not going to get anything, and I didn't. You know, they just did a lot of name calling, but nobody stepped up to the plate. So I said, last chance. I was on Saturday. You got to do it by midnight tonight, or I convert this into an NRA membership. And so even with that at stake, they refused to step up to the plate. So now I get an NRA membership, guys. Add another
say,
one.
I'll fake it and then let you win, and I'll just pretend to be that liberal because I don't really have to know too much in order to pretend to be that. So, and I'll just do it for the $150.
I don't think you could even fake it, Renee.
Yeah. You won't be able to pull that off.
I'm mad at myself.
Yeah, I don't think you can pull that
one predictable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's
you know,
like I just start sending gif after gif after gif.
Oh, yeah. The best. The queen
how
of gifts.
How can you debate? How can you debate facts? You can't debate facts. They
can't
debate it.
And they know it.
Well, and they know,
and
you can't fix stupid. So there's your other
argument. And when you're up against a master debater.
Wow.
Yeah. You're
going
to lose.
Mark,
you're not going to have a good time. Yeah.
Finish the sentence. God.
You know
all
those
right,
master debaters,
guys...
they're a hell of a bunch.
They're
getting a lot younger,
note...
aren't they? Hey, Eric, aren't those master debaters usually a lot younger? Hey.
He's including you now, you know.
Oh,
yeah, I'm
an old man. Yeah, I figured it out.
I'm way over
I'm
the hill.
Gonna,
yeah.
I'm going to be Governor Scott. I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
we have a guy who watches and listens to the show out there and out west, and old Governor Kate Brown is getting ready to take the guns in Oregon. I heard that possibly up in Seattle they already had a gun confiscation because some guy, this is the story I heard. I don't know how true it was. I didn't vet it. I didn't look into it. But this is what I heard. It's a open carry state. And the gentleman was outside of a place, and he was just kind of looking in the window, looking around, and people saw he had a sidearm on, and they freaked out, and they called the police. There's a guy with a gun looking in the window. Well, he went to this guy's house, apparently. I don't know how true it is. I didn't vet the story. Kicked in his door. I don't know if they kicked in his door. I'm guessing they did, because that's their M.O. They go in all guns blazing, screaming, yelling, throwing tear gas cans and shock grenades and all kinds of stuff. And raided his house and took all his firearms and dragged him away.
Hmm.
So the first gun confiscation has occurred after all this new bullcrap. So if it's true, and Eric states that it's true, that this happened, folks, it's on. Gun confiscation has begun. So things are going to get shaky if they're going to start kicking in doors and taking people's rights. It's going to get scary. And I hope you got a big harness and a big seat and a big seat belt, because the ride's going to be bumpy.
The good news is the people are paying attention to you, Mark, and they're paying attention to me, and they're paying attention to you, Renee. NRA membership's up about 4,900% since February 15th. Guns flying off the shelves. Yeah.
And so many people were like, you know, we're just, oh, my God, you know, they better watch out. If they shoot somebody, it's on. And then they kill LaVoy Finnegan in a snowbank, and where is everybody? I'm still talking about it. I'm doing the best I can to keep awareness going. You know,
well,
there are a lot of people out there still standing for LaVoy Finnegan. It does matter how you stand, but the first shots in the war of America have been fired, and we have a dead soldier. His name is Robert LaVoy Finnegan. And it's really a shame, the state that we're in. We have the government killing people in Vegas, killing people in schools. Sandy Hoax is definitely something strange happening there. There's like no class in that school for years. The school's dirty and filthy. It's just crazy. All this stuff just so they can get our gun. I try to explain to people that it works. Some of these guys that are leaning way to the left. And when I say way to the left, they're almost like broken ankles laying on the ground left. And I try to explain to them that the Second Amendment wasn't for sport shooting and target shooting and hunting, although it's very helpful.
Yeah.
Tyrannical government. You know, if the folks didn't have their weapons in 1775, they would have never won a revolution and gave us the great country that we have today. Of course, there are bumps in the road. There are things that mistakes that were made in our country that we hopefully would learn from. But the one mistake we should definitely not make is trashing our Constitution. Oops, too late. They done did it. They did that starting with the 12th Amendment right on up to, I mean, the 11th Amendment right up on up to the 27th Amendment. All those amendments to me mean nothing.
I can tell you with someone like me, who I had never in my life, you know, I'm going to be 47 years old, and I had never in my life owned a gun, anything like that. Of course, my husband, being prior military, you know, he's had them all of his life, but I can tell you, you know, I've never owned one or anything like that. Because of all of this, I know for a fact, including myself, it has gotten me and a lot of my friends that were in the exact same thing going, well, our husbands owned the guns or our friends did, you know, that kind of thing. And I now own my gun and I now know how to shoot my gun. And I now know that my friends go and they're doing this march in D.C., you know, the anti-gun thing. So I told one of my girlfriends who's doing the march, you know, we have different views on politics, but we're still very good friends. And I told her, I said, well, you know what? You go ahead and go up there and do the march, and I'll be standing on the sidelines with my gun protecting you as you guys are marching and the people that go to start shooting at you guys. And I said, so
good
I will
for
tell
you.
You, in a way, it has made it so that the people like me that would have never thought as far as having their own gun. I knew my husband could protect me. I knew that I had other friends that could protect me. All I had to do was, you know, get somewhere where they were and they would be able to pull that trigger. But it has made it so that me, myself, and a lot of other people that I know that would have never thought about owning a gun, having a gun, not against guns, just not doing it themselves, have actually stepped up and now know. So if you want to know the honest to God's truth, I feel like it backfired on them. If as much
yeah.
as they were trying to push it against it,
it
I feel that it has completely backfired and made it because now it's like, look, we need to protect ourselves against the libs and those people that are doing all this crazy ass crap. And it's like, wait a minute, I'm the sane one. You know what? No, I know how to, you can teach me how to shoot a gun and I'll know when to do it. And I'm not, you know, it is literally backfired on them as far as how I think they thought it was going to go.
And
let's
the NRA
sum it up
got
like this.
Yep. The NRA got like 10,000 new members overnight a couple weeks
oh,
ago.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
CNN
like I said, my friends that were the
and
same
David
as me.
Hogg
yep.
are the
oh,
greatest
oh,
gun
wow.
salesmen since Barack Obama.
Yeah.
So that's saying a lot. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, guys.
Absolutely.
Give me
where
one
did you
second
get, Renee?
Here. I just need one second here. I got a friend of mine who listens to the show. I had her on hold for a long time, for the whole show. Brought her on for a second in the beginning. Her name is Gail Patricia Wintright, and she does PropositionUSA.com. I'm going to bring her in. She's going to be doing a little event here coming up soon, and I want to let her have a chance to promote her event and her website. Gail, welcome to the show. Sorry to keep you on hold so long. Thanks for sticking around.
That's okay. As you know, I'm a school teacher, and I've got to give people homework. Please just go to PropositionUSA.com on Facebook, and the goal is to bring our country back and help our veterans. Our veterans are the number one priority. As I'm mm-hmm. sure most of you know, 22 veterans a day commit suicide. And we want a some type of a system where the veterans can call in and state their needs and the local people can fulfill them. So it's called PropositionUSA.com, and please go there. We're going to either start it June 1st or May 1st. And I just have the other part that you were talking about, the guns. I spoke at the Second Amendment rally in Hartford a couple years ago, and you know we're the home of Colt and Winchester, the manufacturing,
mm-hmm. yep.
and I spoke as a woman, as a crime victim, and mm-hmm. as a teacher. And people have to realize that we not only have to protect ourselves against home invasions, we have to
yep.
protect ourselves on all kinds of invasions. And that's why during World War II, Hirohito would not come into the United States because he said there's a gun after under every single blade of grass. And
yep.
also, the revolution, American Revolution, I'm DAR, and I love my country, and it's true. If we didn't have our own guns, we would never be free. And during the 20th century, 180 million people have lost their lives, been murdered, because they could not defend themselves. And
yes.
Did you ever notice that all the politicians that want to take our rights away, our Second Amendment rights away, all have armed guards?
Yes. Yes. That's one of the problems that we have in this country is the double standard. Now, folks, we've seen the double standard come to an end with Donald Trump. Hence our first guest tonight, Ron and Michelle Daigle, who represented Christian Saucier. The pardon came through. We were at Project 65 event last weekend or the weekend before, 2 weekends ago, and they had got the news that, hey, they reopened the case. They had just reopened it, and they were looking at the pardon, you know, at the pardon all over again. After they were told they can't be pardoned, now they have to wait 5 years. And it was just a grand thing to be there and see. Good news. We got to have more good news in this world because every day the news is horrifying. So we got good news. We got steel companies now opening up and employing people. And then we have other good news. We have Harley Davidson going, well, darn it, you're putting tariffs on that steel. Now we have to close a factory and lay off 500 people. Well, dang it, why are you using Chinese steel in an American-made motorcycle in the first place? That's where I stand on that. Harley Davidson, close your doors. Who cares if you're going to use Chinese steel and call it made in America? I'm sorry. That don't fly. So you want to make a nice American motorcycle, use American steel, and keep those guys working. All right, so now you got to charge an extra $200 for each motorcycle. So what? They're already overpriced anyway. And people are still going to buy them.
Harley's full of it anyway. They pay a huge tariff exporting those things to other countries.
Right.
So if you renegotiate these tariff deals, they don't have to do that anymore. It doesn't make any sense that they would be taking that position.
Well, I look at it this way. We got three plants opening up, and it's going to be like 2,000 workers that are going to be hired and working in steel plants. One Harley-Davidson factory with 500 people getting laid off. So we're up 1,500 people in the green, in the red. So, I mean, it's moving in the right direction. Of course, there's always going to be unintended consequences of all legislation. Some people are going to fall by the wayside. But guess what? If you're dependent on steel from other countries and you don't want to use American steel, and it's going to hurt you so bad that you have to lay off 500 people and use that as a weapon, so be it. Real Americans, true Americans who pay attention, know the real deal. The real deal is the Trump train's rolling, and it's going in great fashion. Very proud that I voted for President Trump. I'm so glad that he reeled himself in on that raise the age to 21.
Yep.
He got smart because you cannot squash the constitutional rights of 18, 19, and 20-year-old people that are covered and protected by the same Second Amendment as me at 50. That's crazy. How can you protect me at 50 and not you at 20? What's that?
Did you hear me? There's a book about trains. When I was little, my mother used to read me a book about trains, and Trump is saying right now, I knew I could.
Yeah.
Remember that book?
Yeah.
Yes, it's Thomas. Isn't that Thomas the Train? You can see Thomas the Train. I believe he's at the Florida Railroad Museum. You go down and see Thomas the Train at the Florida Railroad Museum. It's just south of Tampa there, I believe, near Sarasota area. Got good stuff going on at the Florida Railroad Museum.
Hey, Mark.
Yes,
Your guest there is the teacher. Is her name Gail?
Yes.
Gail, you can hear me. Okay. So are you still a teacher or are you retired? I didn't follow.
I'm retired. But once a teacher, always a teacher.
Yeah, right. So if you were still an active teacher, I'm assuming you would agree that you should be able to conceal carry in school. Would you be willing to do that?
Yes, I would.
Right. So they should ask the teachers rather than just conclusively state that no teachers want to do it. There's a lot of Gales out there.
Exactly. Yeah. Because there was a sheriff that said he was going to have a training program, and he was overwhelmed with teachers that wanted to do that. I think that they should analyze everything. I mean, it should be metal detectors in the doors. Every single part of it should be analyzed. But I think one part of it should be armed teachers. I'd be willing to do it.
Good for you.
Indeed. All right, folks, I got to wrap up the show here. It's I'm already in overtime, 4 minutes. Eric and Renee, I want to thank you guys, as always, for coming on. And, Gail, it's always a pleasure to have you come and tell us about Proposition USA. Folks, get out 5
USA,
p.m. every
baby.
Single day. If you can, get out and wave a flag. If you got that opportunity, usually I'm driving or I'm busy, and it's hard for me to wave a flag at 5 o'clock, but it's in my heart, and I'm always open to have Gail come on the show and promote her PropositionUSA.com website and her promotion of waving a flag every day, 5 p.m. God bless you.
Wherever you are.
It's a great thing. It's a really, patriotism is important. We need patriotic people in this country. There seem to be less and less of us, more and more fading away patriotism in this country. And as you know, I got my flags. I'm always wearing something. I got a flag with me. I try to wear something patriotic as much as I can to support our country because I love America. It's the greatest country in the world. Why do you think everybody wants to come?
High school kids can get the word out in about 5 seconds. So, any high school
we're doing kids, our Virginia Women for Trump are actually going, and we have this group of high schoolers that are now doing the High Schoolers for Trump. And so we're getting together with them out here because we're trying to turn this blue Virginia thing all red. So that works.
It's important. You got to understand it's 2018. So in 2020, 16-year-olds are going to be able to vote. So if you get in that ear now, get in that ear today.
That's why we're letting them talk and and hearing what they have to say, and they want to know what everyone else has to say and why. And smart, smart kids. It's not as bad as it actually looks. Like when Jesse Waters goes and interviews random people, that just makes you shake your head and just it. Oh, so. But speaking of which, I get it.
You got to think when Jesse Waters is out there, how many people does he have to talk to before he gets five idiots to make fools of themselves?
I don't know, six.
Yeah, on the boardwalk in California, maybe. He's only got to talk
like
to
that,
two people to have six idiots.
That was a delayed reaction.
Hey, Mark.
I'm glad you guys actually caught that.
Yes.
Mark, I want to say one thing. I know you're in overtime here. It'll only take 30 seconds, all right?
Yep.
So as much as I hate to make a reference to pop culture and that never happens, I have one guilty pleasure, and that's watching this Walking Dead show. And I thought it was pretty ironic last week. If anybody watches it, they know exactly what I'm talking about. The bad guys convince another group to give up their guns. Why do you need these guns? We'll protect you.
Wow.
And they do. 30 seconds later, they're all dead. And that's what it's all about. And I couldn't even believe that, you know, basically whatever channel that is, but, you know, Hollywood in some way is putting that out there. Do they not get the message they sent out? Because it's dead on, actually.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You see some foreshadowing in these shows. Foreshadowing in the shows and in Hollywood movies all the time. Guys, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show again. Gail and Renee and Eric, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, you guys take care.
God bless you.
All right, you too.
God bless you. Yeah, thanks again. There you have it, folks. That was another fun episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I want to just say that I'm working on getting Storm Durham on the show. This week we have Dale Best, Michael Sutton, Dave Bray, I think, is going to be joining us, and Shalice Finnicum is going to join us. They are going to be talking about their April 15th event that is taking place at Mount Rushmore, and a new political party is forming. Everything is legit. It is the Patriot Union Party. The event is April 15th at Mount Rushmore, starting, I believe, at 10 a.m. in the morning, and they are going to make the official announcement. Chris Ann Hall is supposed to be a part of this event. Dave Bray will be singing. Jordan Page will be singing. This is, again, April 15th at Mount Rushmore. We'll be talking about it this Thursday on the Patriot Nation Radio Show, trying to get all the people as we can out there to this event and make a big stand and show that we are ready for our own party, Patriots United, Patriots Union Party. We've got to do this, folks. We've got to get it done. So join us this Thursday, 8 p.m. on the Patriot Nation Radio Show, and stay tuned for many good shows in the future coming up. And with that, I'm going to go right now to the national anthem sung by our good friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. And also make sure you check out LibertyRush.com for social media without all the libtarded rhetoric. And for that, I'm going to leave you with the national anthem as sung by our good friend Dave, DaveBrayUSA.com. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Stand with me. Take off your hat. Put your hand on your heart, and let's do it.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, hailed the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
right, folks. My friend Ray from up north just joined in. Ray, you missed it. It's the end of the show, but please check back and watch the live feed. This was a great show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in on the live feed and on the Blog Talk Radio show website. Until we meet again this Thursday, 8 p.m. with a big show. Good night. God bless you and God bless America.